edition of Car Talk.
Dun 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 dun. Car Talk.
With Eugene and Jody.
Yes. Satnam. The truth. We're fresh from a beautiful free nom class at Lululemon Miami Beach Showroom. And I would say it was a success. What would you say?
It was a success. Wahey Guru. Wahey. It was beautiful. 18 people came, which listen to this perfectly. It is Sunday, November 9th.
Hello.
18 people. 1 plus 8 equals 9.
Hello.
I was the teacher, which equals 19.
Hello.
Which is the number of the
sun.
And today is Sunday. It was perfect and beautiful.
Perfect alignment.
So I'm feeling gratitude and I feel blessed. I want to say thank you to everybody who came and participated. Everybody was participating.
Everybody chanted.
Participating. And you know, like I really, really felt it. I felt us as a little community there holding down the light for this area or bringing in some beautiful transformative energy to this Miami Beach craziness, which is not bad. It's just, you know, it is what it is, and we are here balancing that is out.
Well, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing when, you know, people come together, however many people come together, to practice something that's powerful and uplifting. It's like it sends our waves, you know, like I felt the waves moving from that space. So, once again, want to give love, light, and peace out to the whole Lululemon crew.
Yeah.
And
we love them.
We love you guys. You guys have always supported us, and we will always support you. And we look forward to maybe stretching out to Aventura, you know what I mean? And bringing the light to the Aventuras.
Yeah. You know, different like, energy there. Still need some light.
Still need some light, some love. Now, what Kriya did you do, Joe?
I did a Kriya too. Like, there's several that do this, but
yeah.
Heals the heart and connects with the divine. Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, like, that's pretty powerful. You do some movements and chant some sound and you can heal your heart and merge with the divine. It's pretty intense. Like, I mean, have you had the experience of that? Like, have you experienced that merging with the divine?
Yes.
Nice.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
I have to say yes, I have.
Yeah, so hopefully some people in the class today did as well. And even if they didn't realize so in the class, it may have set the stage or set the seed, as we like to say, planted the seed, for it to occur anytime now.
Nice. But let me ask a question. I know your Kabbalah is the sun. That's who you represent. What does healing our heart have to do with merging with the divine, do you think? Like, what does it have to do with anything?
Are you asking me a little?
It's loaded, fully loaded for you to answer.
No, okay. Well, here's the simple answer is that Nam Yoga is the path of the heart, and the heart is symbolically representative of the sun in us. But it represents the sun, you know, through correspondence, the actual sun, and the spiritual sun. So we want to, Nam Yoga also, the path of the heart, the path of the sun. So if we are healing the heart, we can clear out any of that garbage that has accumulated there, negative self-talk, lack of self-love, and then, you know, it always starts with the self. I could say about others, you know, hurts and stuff, whatever's happened with others, but really, it all comes down to ourselves. So if we can, that, there are a lot of kriyas for that because we, a lot of us need it. And so we heal the heart so that we are more clearly able to come into the path of the heart and the path of the sun, and then in that merge with the divine.
Right.
Is that how you feel about it?
Is that how I feel? Yeah, I feel.
What can you add to that?
Well, I mean, when I have had that experience, my heart has been open. I was drumming in this beast drum circle, and you know, it was. It was a moment I didn't expect it to come. I wasn't drumming to open my heart and merge with the divine, that's for sure. You know, like, that wasn't my intention. However, little do any of us ever know why we do things. You know, usually if you're open enough to be present in a space and a time, you'll be right where you need to be, and you'll experience that. So I was lucky enough to be out in the middle of the sand with the ocean and the wind and the air and the people and have an experience of my heart being open by just watching people enjoying themselves. And I realized that I was out there performing a service, that my being out there dedicated to drumming and being a part of that community was doing a service to people. So it allowed me to connect to that moment. And when I was in the moment with an open heart, it was like I was the circle. And like I was the scene. You know what I mean? Like I became the whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt this freedom and I felt this unconditional love. I felt this connection with everything at that moment. And I'll never forget that. And I'll always be grateful for that space. You know, but yeah, with an open heart, with no judgments, with no past, with no future, with just a present awareness, it allows me and it allows those that have experienced it or wish to experience it to have direct connection with everything, you know. And if your heart's closed off because of something that might have happened to you in the past, that you're afraid of happening again, you know what I mean? Something that's blocking you from what's already there. It's hard to merge with the divine because the divine, in my opinion, is so pure, so loving, it's so open, it's so present. You know what I mean? Like nothing exists that isn't real. You know what I mean? Like so, yeah. I guess with that creator, with the creators that do open the heart, you have no choice but to merge with the divine. The divine all of a sudden reveals itself to you. You know, forever, as far as time goes, because in that space there usually isn't any time frame. But, you know what I mean? It's not like right now, my heart is open. Am I merged with the divine? As far as I can tell, yes. You know, I'm not glowing that I can see. You know, I'm not levitating over water. However, I feel connected to the people that I can't see right now that could be listening to this. I feel connected to Jody. I feel connected to the road that I'm moving on and the trees I'm looking at right now. So, you know what I mean? I guess that's what I'm talking about. You know, when my heart is open, I feel less inclined to judge anything and just let everything be.
Yeah, and you know, like I was saying in class tonight, a really good tool, even if you're saying, well, I don't know about all that, or I don't know if I can get there, or I've had that experience, but how do I get there again? You know, the most simple tool is breath, and like Guru Nanak says, and I've probably said it in another car talk, and I'm going to say it again, if you do not master the breath, your mind will ruin your life. So breath is free. Using breath techniques, different pranayama techniques, is the fastest way, for me anyways, because if you are in your head or if there is a lot of stuff going on or whatever, it's sometimes, you know, by doing a meditation or something that works on your brain or whatever, you can't always get there even. But breath, you can always get to breath. So you use one of the tools or the techniques, a certain breath that we teach or we've done or you've learned before or whatever. Even if it's long, slow, deep breathing, you can shift your energy in an instant. You know, less than 3 minutes you've shifted your energy. And you can start to open up to then maybe having those experiences, to lightening your load, to opening the heart. And then, so we do a bunch of breath and then we add in these different exercises that are specifically designed to bring energy to the heart or remove blockages away from the heart or whatever, and you just feel fabulous.
So you're saying that when the times when people, or when I'm feeling like I'm pissed, maybe I'm mad at you because you didn't make the egg wraps we usually eat in the morning and then you didn't want to do it and I'm mad, or I get upset at something that I did or whatever.
Breathe.
Just like breathe, no like ninja breath techniques, just long deep breathing.
You can do that. There are other techniques that we can share. I mean, it's not hard to share on an audio, but the easiest one to do is long deep breathing and inhaling Sat, exhaling Nam. Truth is my identity. The truth is in the Nam. You know, that calms you pretty right down. And the thing is, sometimes I find with breath and saying that to people, it's like, that's too simple to be true. You know what I mean? Like, no. But then I say, you know what? It's your choice. Then you're choosing to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. If you just want to be mad that time, or you want to be upset or whatever, you want to ride it out, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready to stop doing that, the choice is that simple, to start focusing on your breath. Really. I know that even myself in those moments, like, nah, it couldn't be as easy as doing Satali Pranayama.
Right.
Yes, it is as easy as doing Satali Pranayama.
So in other words, don't complicate it. Don't let your ego try to complicate things and go through a whole lot of stuff in order to get to where you want to be. Just try it. So, you heard it directly from us. Just try it. Don't believe anything we just said right now.
Just do it.
And then let the experience be the teacher.
This is not the yoga of theory.
No.
Nam yoga is not a yoga of theory. It is a yoga of practice and
yes.
experience.
Yes.
For yourself. You are your own guru.
Indeed. From the darkness to the light, you travel. So.
On your own journey from the head to the heart.
That's right. I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that.
Like taking a moment here.
Just like, let me just feel. Yeah,
I like that.
I'm touching that,
yeah,
I'm caressing that, and it's responding well. Okay, so on that note.
Gotta go.
We are definitely grateful, and by the grace of God, we'll be able to come back and maybe talk about some breath techniques, more likely in video form, so that we can show you.
Yeah. We'll have a breath for the month on our
newsletter.
Link or newsletter or something.
Exactly.
So you can practice.
So please stay tuned to that.
I'm feeling it's going to be Breath of Glow.
Breath of Glow.
Fabulous.
The
but
King
we'll
of
talk
breath.
About it another time.
Definitely. That's just a little
that's
salter
the
for
first
you.
One,
so
yeah.
Come drink from the cup as many times as you need to. And on that note, I would like to grant you love,
peace,
and light.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.